Tap of Morven, Georgia.
What do you call it? The latter part of the daylight hour, just before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.
Afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first comes up? You might say the condemned man will be shot at...
I'd say at 6:30 p.m. a.m.
Oh, just, well, let's say the time of day when the sun first comes up. You look out and you say, why, it's...
Sunup.
All right. Good enough. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before...
Dark.
Or anything else besides dark? Would you say sunset or sundown or anything like that?
I'd say sundown.
I'm going to make you a drawing here. When, let's say this is a watch, and the little hand is pointing right up there, and the big hand is out here, what time would you say it was?
Well, I'd say 9 o'clock.
Well, the big hand is out here.
Well, I'd say 12.
All right. Or not exactly.
A quarter to 12.
All right. Good enough. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear, the sun comes out, and we say that the weather is...
Clear.
All right. Good enough. And would you ever say it's clearing up or fairing off?
Well, I said clearing up, fairing off.
Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Sometimes I call it a flood.
Or, if it lasts about 15 minutes, it just rains as hard as it can rain. What do you call it? Do you have any name for that?
You usually say a flood.
Right. Well, let me suggest a few things here. Do you ever say downpour? Or
yes, I say downpour.
Or would you ever use cloudburst?
Yeah, I have been a few times, you know, cloudburst. And they gave full of steam here. We had a cloud come up here and it was rough for a while. I call that a cloudburst, it looks like. I think that's what it was called.
All right. what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelboard.
All right. You'd call them either one.
Yeah. Right.
And what do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Fargo.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling wood.
Right. You said kindling and then you said kindling wood. Would you use both?
Yes.
All right. What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers? Get a fire started.
Lighter.
All right. Did you ever hear anybody call it fat lighter or anything?
Yes, I've called it fat lighter.
All right. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know what I mean?
Well, I call that side.
All right.
Well, weatherboarding.
All right, that's good enough.